This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Way to start the show, and here I am in Denver, Colorado. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. There's been a shooting in Littleton, Colorado at a school, and this was a K-12 school, a STEM school, and you have seen maybe some of the video of kids lined up outside of the school. Two people have been arrested in connection with the shooting. The details are kind of sparse and coming out slowly, but two suspects are in custody. The governor says he's monitoring the shooting. Happened late in the afternoon on what would have been the rainy kind of school day for those kids who were there in Littleton. And we see the images again of kids lined up out of school, putting their hands up. And the good news is immediately the Douglas County Sheriff's Department responded and bam, got them into custody, the suspects. And of course, unfortunately, there are eight victims that were injured, seven to eight, they're saying, but nobody killed. And this is in Littleton, so a suburb of Denver. And they were on the scene, the police and the sheriff's deputies, almost right away. And they tried to suss things out. You had kids on the ground. And, I mean, what an awful thing. They said they were initially looking for a third suspect, but then they ruled that out. One victim is in good condition at Children's Hospital in Colorado's South Campus in Highlands Ranch. So that's a good thing. And immediately, the sheriff's department tweeted something out that the school was on lockdown and all other Highland Ranch schools were on lockdown. So kudos to them. They handled the situation correctly. The STEM school was placed on lockdown, of course, after the shooting where it happened. And it's been lifted. It was late, a couple hours later lifted. But, you know, they got about 1,800 students there, and it's in Littleton, Colorado. And you think back to Columbine High School back in 99, two students killed, you know, 12 of their classmates, and how awful that was. And it brings back those memories. And of course, Parkland last year in Florida, and it's just a sad state of affairs. And we've had people on to talk about it. We've had our favorite psychologist, John Huber, to come on and talk about it. And what do we do about this epidemic? And then what you see afterwards, and what are the motives, and what could possibly make them want to do that, and to fellow classmates, or to come back to a school where they were. But some of those details are just starting to happen, and of course anything we know we will pass on to you. But the good news is, as of now, nobody was reported, you know, dead, shot to death in that incident, thank goodness. And they immediately responded to what was happening there. Speaking of responding, and I said this in the first hour, but if you didn't catch it, there's still the back and forth over the tax records of the presidents, and will he release his tax records? And the Democrats are screaming for them on the Hill, and the White House administration, the people around the president, are not releasing the tax records. So that's one bone of contention. And then, of course, the Attorney General and sussing out the Mueller report is the other bone of contention between the White House and the Hill. There's always something, right? And I talk about this show as being What do you need to know that affects your life? In other words, what's happening in your backyard, in my backyard? And, you know, what happens in Washington affects us. The Mueller report cost millions of dollars. It affects us. The outcome and whether the outcome was correct or what does it mean for the future, all of that you take into account. But even from just the financial point of view, it is part of what you and I pay for. That's part of the whole, if you want to think about it that way, in a sort of a long game sense, that's, you know, part of it. And of course, mentioning the school shooting right at the top, here I am in Denver, just spent a day and a night in Littleton, a beautiful little area where you look out and you can see incredible views of all kinds of different mountains from different perspectives. And it's just terribly, terribly sad that students live and deal with this and know this is a possibility. And in one way, that's the good thing, because the school districts can't be ignorant to the fact of that happening. And they have the drills and how to get out of the school and what to do in classrooms. But it still is always so shocking. I just think of when I was a kid, never a thought in my head. You just wanted to fit in. You wanted to survive or thrive or whatever. Think back to your own days in school. But one thing I was never worried about was bullets bouncing off of desks or hallways or running to get out of a building to run from people that were trying to shoot me for no reason whatsoever. And then family members worried. Never even a thought in our head. In fact, we had fire drills, and the one thing we did have, I went to a very big high school in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. We had bomb evacuation drills, and that happened once in a while. And every once in a while, we would get a bomb scare, but it still was so, so very, very rare that happened. It wasn't very often that happened. Hey, coming up at the tail end of the hour, great information. Anybody dealing with potentially diabetes or hypertension, why do you need to get that checked? Why do you have to be diligent and pay attention to what you're eating and what the effects can be of that? We've got a great nurse coming on at the end of the show, and this is Nurses Week, and I think of nurses, and I have a cousin, Jen DeMarco, who's a nurse at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, and she's in a neonatal unit, which of course are some sad stories with babies, but I think of her job and the other nurses on that floor, and then dealing with nurses when I've been visited people in hospitals or dealt with that, and what an important role they play. So I do, you know, we always have days and weeks to honor things, and some of them seem so trumped up, but invented anyway. And Nurses Week, I think, is really a really good thing to give back to sometimes the men and women who serve in that capacity that don't always get recognized. So you'll enjoy that conversation. And then plus, we have another doctor that's going to join us to talk about a subject where women feel like they're crazy, their husbands or partners feel like they're nuts, and all it is getting into that middle age. It's not all there is, but arriving at the doorstep of middle age. And what does that mean when you go through a change that people don't want to talk about, which, by the way, men also go through a change, and so we're all kind of crazy, and it's a very, very enlightening conversation. I thought I'd tell you a little bit about Denver. I mentioned I'm here, tragically, that shooting happened, so I'll just recap that. So far, no deaths reported. That's the good news. It's been one of those kind of rainy days in Denver, but no snow to report. Woohoo! Snow is fun when you're skiing on it, not when you're trying to fly away from it. My next show will be back in the satellite facility in Texas, of course, but just the views in Denver are sensational. But one thing you can feel is that altitude shift. I felt it when I was at the airport right away and was picked up by a friend. I could feel the change, you know, in these different places where I've been that the...
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD plus free shipping. shipping and a free gift, the new Charcoal Pore Cleansing Brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you. Thank you.
talk a little bit of odds and ends on the show. So I say that odds and ends are sometimes stories or things that kind of catch my eye that aren't always talked about. One of the things, and this could be really a sports story, but I'm going to bring it up anyway, what's happening with Kevin Durant and the... You know, what's happening with Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors. I was listening to a show today just briefly where you had two sports dudes that were arguing about Kevin Durant being the leader now of Golden State. And I thought, whoa, it's all about Steph Curry. But you can't argue with what he's pulling down. He's averaging 35.6 points in the playoffs and really, really getting it done. So, you know, Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard for Toronto are really the best players so far in the playoffs, if you've been watching any of that. And I've been watching sporadically here and there, but looking at the statistics. So isn't it interesting? Because usually, boom, off the tip of your tongue, you think Golden State, you think Warriors, you think Steph Curry. This is why they're winning, though. And the reason they're winning is because they have this team that's assembled. So if Golden State, this is the thing, Golden State has to protect, though, whatever Steph Curry's ego is, right? So they got to, you got to be able to spread that play out. So that's what it made me think. Made me think of teams and dishing the ball and all that kind of stuff. And will they add another championship? I'd say there's a great chance that they could add another championship, but there's some other teams that would have something to say about that, so it's not a definite lockdown situation. All right, I'm loath to mention this again, but because some of you mentioned it to me, and I'm thinking, oh, it must be a big deal, and I guess it is. You've got Meghan Markle, the American, who married, you know, Prince Harry, and they had their first baby on Monday. The news broke, and there's all the excitement over what's the name going to be. And I had some people ask me, what do you think the name's going to be? And I thought, are you kidding? It's always after, it's like a royal name, like King George. It's named after George. That's why you get Harry and William. And it'll be one of those names where they take maybe somebody from William's lineage and they come up with a name there. Could be, who knows, could be Charles, right? Well, who says it couldn't be Charles? Maybe it's Charles. But I have no idea. I can't even wing a bet on that. If I have to be pressed into it, I'm going to say Charles. How's that? That's the best I can come up with. I want to mention this too. Endgame. You want a cheap movie review on Endgame, but I don't want to spoil it for everybody. Is it worth the 3 hours in the theater? It depends on the kind of patience you have. The story unfolds, and I think the end makes sense. The end is actually pretty good, but it's a long time to get through everything in the middle, and it's the whole story of Thanos. If you're listening to this, and it's odds and ends, and you're saying, who cares? Who's Thanos? He's the bad guy. So, you know, you have to go a little ways to get through all of that, but I would say... if you're a fan of it, if you're not a fan of it and you haven't seen any of the Avengers and you have no idea what it is, unless you're doing it to take a teenage grandchild or a child, yeah, I mean, they want to see it, etc. Or maybe not even teenage kids like to see it. But otherwise, if you sort of have to catch up on the story, I would say you have to go back and watch the first Avengers so the Endgame makes sense. Right? If it doesn't make sense, then you're going to sit there and you could, I mean, the story will unfold, but it won't make as much sense if you didn't see the one before. So if you are going to go on a whim and have no connection to the Avengers, I would go back to that last Avengers and I would stream, rent that, whatever, it's cheap, and then I would go to the theaters and see it. So I'm going to say yes. I'm going to give the thumbs up if you know what's going on with the Avengers. I mentioned that it was Nurses Week, and it's interesting to see some of the ways people are honoring nurses. It's good to see a lot of the hospitals do that. They are taking nurses out to lunch. Doctors are taking nurses out to lunch. All of that. I mean, if anything, it's like when you have Administrator, Secretary's Day, Administration Days, that kind of thing. I think the days of the week representing something have, and I mentioned this already before, have exploded, but I do think in honoring people on jobs when there's so many stressors and things that are happening in people's lives and you've got people around you that are doing wonderful things for you, it's always a good thing. And I've noticed that. I've seen some signs in a couple of different places and people have sent me pictures of different hospitals and what they're doing to honor nurses or doctors' offices, you know, that kind of stuff. And for a while, and maybe even still, we do. It depends on the region. It depends on the kind of nurse. But we see that there's nursing shortages because of what it takes to get into the profession, and then what's the pay and the hours, and, you know, typical of certain areas that you go into. And especially, I think specialized nurses are so important when somebody's on getting prepped for an operation or coming out of an operation, or, you know, a myriad of things that you deal with health-wise. I don't know if I said this on the show before, but when I was a kid, you know, when you're a kid and you're not thinking about your health, but I can remember my great-grandmother saying to me, if you have your health, you have everything. It's not about how much money you make. It's not this. I used to think, what is she talking about? You know, I was trying to fill out college applications, I think, at the time, and figuring out how I was paying for it and all that kind of stuff. And so it was so... It's just so true, and Nurses Week made me think about that. And of course, we have Tehebo T on the show, and I talked about this the other day, and the Paul DeArco pureness of that, to me, that whole story has been amazing. And Tehebo T, I'm a big fan of Tehebo T, and I really got engaged with Milan Vukovic because of the story of his father, because my mother died of colon cancer, and it was the saddest day of my life, and I tried to do everything I could in traditional medicine, etc., to save her. I mean, I would have given her whatever I had to give her, but we couldn't. There was nothing we could do. We took steps, but he took a step that was a real, I use the word curveball, but it was a real curveball from traditional medicine. So he was doing chemo and treatments, but, you know, he was getting thinner and all that stuff was happening. And then there was the neighbor, the friend, it was the friend actually that came over that talked about the tea. And so since I've met him, we've had these conversations, I've been doing the, you know, taking the tea, drinking the tea, and I like it anyway, and I'm a tea drinker, but this is different because you soak it, etc., and I'm feeling the benefits of it. I was thinking this today when I was trying to get some exercise at the gym, and I was, because I've been walking.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been another school shooting, this time in Colorado, with 1,800 students inside, grades kindergarten through 12.
We were standing outside the parking lot right next to the high school when we saw an officer walk in with a patrol rifle and a vest right after they sent the school into a lockdown, which we could hear over the loudspeaker.
Police say two students opened fire at their classmates and hit 8 of them before being subdued. One of the students has died. KCNC-TV's Rick Salinger is reporting from STEM Highlands Ranch School outside Denver.
Heavily armed sheriff's deputies arrived 2 minutes after the first call. They engaged the shooters inside the school and arrested two. They then cleared the classrooms, escorting the students from the building to places of safety as ambulances rushed the injured to hospitals.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Delaney, and of course, you know I'm in Denver, and it couldn't get any better than sitting next to Dr. Arianna Scholes Douglas, my pal. We've been at some of these summits with Forbes Books and Advantage Media, and it's just been terrific getting to know her. And she has such an incredible story and so much passion around what she does. So I feel fortunate we were able to carve out some of this time because we're very busy here in Denver. So first of all, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So you talk about something that's incredibly important, I think, to women and men, and much of it centers around menopause. So this is a big question, but what do you think are some of the biggest misconceptions that people have about menopause?
Yeah, I think, first of all, that most women, most patients I talk to have no clue as to when it starts. And, you know, if they're going to get through it on the other side, they look at menopause as this black hole that they're going to enter at some point in their lives, but they don't know exactly what's going to happen when they get in, and certainly don't know what's going to happen when they, you know, on the other side of it. So I think for me, and then even as I was writing the book, and my book's called The Menopause Myth, What Your Mother, Doctor, and Friends Never Told You About Life After 35. And that's in part why I wrote it, because I realized that there were so many women that were so ignorant to the process, to when it was going to happen, to what was going to happen. And even myself as a gynecologist, I realized how ignorant I even was as I started that process. So the biggest myth I would honestly say is people that just, they don't think it's relevant to them. I was talking to a 47-year-old woman the other day, and they were like, oh, that sounds like a great book, but I don't need it yet. And I was like, honey, you've been needing this book. Like, you don't even realize you need the book.
So a lot of times it's the age thing, because you have in your mind, oh, that's some maybe in your 50s, maybe it's even older than that. So we don't even realize when it all starts.
Yes. It can start as early as 35 for some women, because the average age is for menopause is about 52. But there are plenty of women that are going to be menopausal by the time they're between 42 and 45. So that means that the 8 to 10 years preceding that, that's really when you're going to start to have those hormonal fluctuations. So for a lot of women, because it may present as worsening PMS or difficulty sleeping or irritability, they attribute it to, you know, just all of that. I'm just more irritable. I just hate my husband. Oh, I just can't sleep. But they don't understand that it's, you know, they look menopause and they say, oh, hot flashes. And that's kind of what they think. But there's so much more. Not to mention that we are entering into our second phase. And so as our estrogen levels decline, our brain chemistries change. And for women, it's a huge, huge change. You hear about women saying, oh, once I'm 40 or once I'm 50, I started not caring about certain things, or I could just kind of do what I wanted to do me. And in part, that has to do with our hormonal changes that have changed our brain chemistry, which have allowed us to really kind of embrace our lives differently.
So in a way, the more information you have, well, not in a way, that's why your information is so powerful. The more information that you have and you understand about it, it also helps your partner, your husband, your boyfriend, whoever, your significant other, right? Because there's always that thing, oh, she's crazy, they're crazy, what's going on? And I think it's powerful for everybody listening to understand about that.
Yeah, I think one of the most interesting groups of people that I've learned now talking to are the partners of women, because they are like, oh my gosh, yes, my wife. I had an incident where a gentleman said, yeah, my wife just came home. She's 45, and she like just came home, sat my daughter and myself down, and just started giving us ultimatums about what she would do, what she wouldn't do, and we were like kind of shocked. But he realized that he was totally unprepared for how she was changing. Not to mention that men are changing too. So it's like a terrible storm that comes together when you have men going through what is very real, andropause or menopause, and then you have women going through their changes. So we put those two together, it can be a pretty difficult situation.
Yeah, and you're a doctor, so obviously, I mean, you've delivered babies, you know, gynecologically, there's so many other issues, etc. How important, though, is this one? Because you've focused on it, and like I said, you've done everything from the hard schooling to the interning, then to delivering babies and to dealing with other issues with women in that arena. How high up do you rank it? Actually, here's an even better question. How high up do you rank it as far as misinformation is concerned?
Yeah, number one for misinformation. I think it's definitely, I mean, that's a great question. And that's kind of what I talk about in the book, is that, you know, we get all this information about our teens and how they're going to change and their hormonal changes and kind of what to expect. And everybody knows how to deal with pregnant women. There's a million books, and, you know, you get unsolicited advice from people, you know, about what to do while you're pregnant. But really, once you finish your reproductive years, it's like, what do you do? Where's that information? So a lot of it is misinformation. Unfortunately, it's misinformation even from doctors. It's misinformation from friends because they don't know any better either. And even from our moms, because our moms just didn't know. And so we can't blame them. They really just, you can't expect them to teach you something they don't understand for themselves.
Right. Tell us something that people listening now can do. So there's a woman going through this or thinks she might be going through it because she feels like she's going crazy. What are some tips, for lack of a better way to put that, that you should look at, things you can do?
I think the number one thing is to be as aware as possible in terms of your symptoms. So having like a symptom diary. So understanding, you know, where and how your symptoms relate to your menstrual cycle. If your menstrual cycles are becoming more irregular, then you definitely need to be paying attention. Be very careful about the provider that you talk to, because I've had some horror stories from patients. And again, that was another inspiration for the book, is that patients were telling me things like, oh my God, like 65-year-old women, that their doctors were telling them that, you know, well, at 65, it's just going to hurt when you have sex, so get over it, kind of thing. Or put lidocaine, you know, put some numbing gel. Like, no, seriously. It's
wow.
Crazy. So the more crazy stories I hear, the more emphatic I feel about kind of ringing this bell of how we need to be empowered and educated and understand. And women want the information. They don't even realize how ignorant they are. It's like they don't even know what they don't know. So tips would be to make sure that if you have an experience with a provider and, you know, they're not answering your question, or they're just, that's just not what they're into, like, be able to identify that and really find a provider that's going to listen and really is in tune with that. Because just because they're a gynecologist, I mean, that's another myth, just because they're a gynecologist does not mean that they understand perimenopause and menopause, which is a shame, because these are providers that are trained to help women and deal with women's health, but they really don't understand what happens to women after 50.
Yeah. So in boiling down all this information, I know you're in that book process and we're so anxious to tell people about that, but I bet it's kind of hard in a way to figure out, okay, what are the things I need to really put in here? Because it's not going to be 10,000 pages.
Right.
And so how did you go about doing that? Did you look into some of those personal stories, like that misinformation you mentioned, which was shocking?
Well, it actually started with me, because I was probably going through perimenopause for at least 4 to 5 years before I even realized. And that's when it really struck me that I'm a gynecologist and I don't even understand what's happening. So imagine what the typical, you know, woman is dealing with. So once I figured it out, I was like, oh my God, like, how come I didn't know this? So I forgot, what was the question?
Yeah, so the question is, how do you boil it all down? And you said,
yeah, I started with me. So I was having hot flashes at night in my late 30s, but I just thought I was hot. Like, it didn't occur to me at all that this had anything to do with perimenopause. Like, it just never entered my consciousness. And then that continued. And then I started getting more irritable. And then the funny little vignette I talk about is, I knew at one point something was wrong when I was feeling homicidal thoughts for my husband. Like, I was literally like, you know, we have partners that irritate us every now and then, but
right.
I would walk in the house and I would be like, okay, I was literally feeling rage. And I knew at some point, like, that's not normal. He didn't even open his mouth yet. So clearly he could not have irritated me.
Right.
So I knew then is really when it hit me. Like, why do I hate to say it, but I literally was like, I hate these kids. I hate this. I was just mad and irritable and couldn't sleep and just was whatever. So, and it was a perfect storm for me. I had a lot of stress, and then I also had some thyroid issues. So I really realized that this is just an area that is so underrepresented in terms of conversation, and we're just so ignorant. So I use myself as really that example, and then I talk a lot about the different experiences that I've heard from patients that have shocked me.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet. Moving into the street. How did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone our way. But I can see the fire still alight. They're burning into the night. There's too many men.
topic and a perfect place to start in for your health during this show. 1 in 7 U.S. adults has kidney disease. Wow. Luckily, there's a health tour that kicked off a couple of weeks ago in California to help provide health screenings and kidney care education. Boy, don't we need that. Mandy Hale joins us now. She's the Vice President of Nursing for DaVita Kidney Care. Mandy, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So that what I just said there is, I think, a staggering number. I had no idea. 1 in 7 U.S. adults. Wow, we don't talk about this or know about this for some reason. I think sometimes until it's too late. How many U.S. adults have kidney disease? I mean, that's got to be thousands and thousands.
Well, surprisingly, it's actually over 30 million adults here in the United States have kidney disease.
30 million. Wow. And if you look at those demographics, what age range are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about all ages. I mean, really, anyone 18 years or older is included in the statistic. Kidney disease is really, it'll affect just about any age group.
Wow. So what are some of the leading causes of kidney disease so people that are listening can be helped with this?
Well, that's a great question. So thank you for asking that. There's actually two major leading causes of kidney disease, and those are diabetes and hypertension, which is most commonly known as high blood pressure.
Yeah, so it's important to know if you have that, obviously. And I think that somehow that's what people skip or don't think about. Is that what part of the problem is?
Well, yes, and kidney disease, and actually these two conditions too, diabetes and hypertension, are what we refer to as progressive. And so what that means, if you or I have one of these things, we're not going to just wake up feeling very bad the next day. Slowly over time, the symptoms worsen, we kind of get more and more used to them, and don't realize that we have these conditions until things have gotten pretty bad. And that's one of the main reasons that we're doing this tour, because early identification and intervention is really important.
Oh, absolutely. So tell us about the California bus tour.
I'd be happy to. So over the months of April and May, we are actually going to stop in 18 different locations in between the San Diego and Sacramento area. And when we're at these stops, the services that are being conducted are of no cost. And we will be providing the participants with some screening for diabetes and high blood pressure that can help us understand if there's a risk or a presence of chronic kidney disease. So we'll be doing blood pressure screenings. We'll be doing what we would call a finger stick, which is where you take a little blood sample to test blood sugar and blood glucose, and also some measurements like height and weight and waist measurement. And then once we get the results, which is very quickly, we'll review those right away with the participants right on site.
Oh, that's terrific. So they would know right away if they needed to obviously do something. And we're speaking with Mandy Hale, Vice President of Nursing for DaVita Kidney Care, the shocking statistic that 30 million Americans, and maybe more, have kidney disease, which is devastating when you look at the population. So we go back to the same thing and the quality and people caring about the quality of it. Why should people care about that?
Well, quality care with chronic kidney disease and then sometimes kidney failure, which we refer to as ESRD, end-stage renal disease, is really important to patients, and that's for a few reasons. First of all, this condition with the kidneys really can affect many different aspects of health and of your overall life. And so quality care is important to make sure you have a complete health care team in place, for instance. So in addition to nursing services that are provided, quality care involves social worker services to be sure that access to all of the needs is provided. A high-quality dietitian is important, as diet plays such an important factor in slowing down the progression of kidney disease or optimal health if kidney failure is present. So really having holistic care is critical.
Yeah, and you mentioned on the bus tour, of course, taking the measurements, because that's part of it, right, when somebody's overweight or obese, any of that contributes to it, correct?
Oh, you're absolutely right. When we do those height, weight, waist measurements, we're calculating what is called a body mass index, or a BMI. And actually, a higher BMI does increase risk for diabetes, hypertension, and then ultimately kidney disease.
So scary. So in talking about what you're talking about with quality care, how can a patient make sure they're getting quality care?
Well, patients should ensure that they do have that complete healthcare team picture that I described just a few minutes ago. And then also for dialysis facilities, the government actually has a couple different rating systems which can be located online. So you can look up different dialysis facilities and understand the quality of care that's provided according to some different components that are measured.
Yeah. What has this been like for you, Mandy? I can imagine that it's got to be rewarding because there's by doing these screenings and by getting more information out there, you're helping the population. What's that feel like for you?
Well, I have to let you know it's really fulfilling to me. Particularly, I should call out this week is National Nurses Week. And as a nurse and as all my colleagues are, we're committed to improving the health of the overall population. And a major way to do that is to help people identify that they have a risk or the presence of kidney disease and slow the progression down. That is possible in many cases with the right intervention.
Yeah, and it goes back to what we were talking about, realizing that you are on that path of having it, or maybe you already have it, and what can you do, and how do you bounce back? And you have other statistics about the fact that African Americans apparently are more likely to have kidney disease, and Hispanics are also in that group. Why is that?
Well, these populations that you described, specifically African Americans and the Hispanic population, are at increased risk of kidney disease and ESRD because they're at increased risk of diabetes and high blood pressure. So those things can ultimately lead to kidney disease. And it's actually a pretty significant difference. So African Americans are about three times more likely than Caucasians to develop kidney failure. And then Hispanics are 35% more likely to develop kidney failure than non-Hispanic. So those numbers are important to know.
Yeah, and we go back to the same thing again. I really want the listeners to hear this, and especially with lots of listeners in California. What a great thing to take advantage of getting the free screening, getting the biometric testing, and getting the tips on how to search for these high-quality facilities, because that's so important. As you mentioned, what a brilliant idea to do this bus tour, and I hope lots and lots of people take advantage of this. And you as a nurse, have you seen the increase? Because it sounds like it's increased the amount of people that have gotten kidney disease.
Absolutely. I have experienced over the past actually 18 years that I've been working in kidney failure.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.